Well, the Prime Minister has raised his concerns about the Brighton attacker being on parole with the Victorian Premier. Mr Turnbull is meeting all of his state and territory counterparts in Hobart on Friday and says parole will be a high priority at the meeting. In Canberra, Eliza Borello reports.
Malcolm Turnbull has a burning question.
How was this man on parole?
It's a question he says he's already raised with the Victorian Premier, Daniel Andrews.
He had a long record of violence, a very long record of violence. He had been charged with a terrorist offence some years ago and had been acquitted. He was known to have connections, at least in the past, with violent extremism. But he was a known violent offender. How was he on parole?
The Prime Minister says the government recently passed laws to keep terrorists in jail longer, but now wants a closer examination of parole laws.
Shortly after I became Prime Minister, I went to COAG and I asked premiers to provide support, which they did, to put in place a post-sentence detention regime so that people who have been convicted of serious terrorist offences or terrorism offences and are found not to have rehabilitated and are found to be a continuing threat can be detained in prison after the expiry of their sentence. That's a very important measure. We now need to address this issue of parole, and that will be a high priority at the COAG meeting.
Victorian police say despite being investigated over the 2009 Holsworthy Barracks terrorist plot, they didn't have any major concerns the man responsible for the Brighton attack, Yakub Khairy, would carry out a terrorist attack, and say he had complied with his parole conditions. Given this, reporters asked Mr Turnbull if authorities would be reviewing people previously ruled out as terrorist threats. The Deputy Commissioner of the Australian Federal Police, Mike Phelan, says that's being done all the time.
All of the targets or those that are under consideration is done on a priority basis. The JCTTs around the country, so the front line in terms of criminal investigation and plot disruption, currently has in excess of 70 ongoing operations throughout the country. In addition to that, there are, and the Director General of Security has put on public record, over 200 people that they are looking at. In addition to that, on another outer ring, so to speak, are those that have come to attention for one part or another, either association and so on, in each of the state jurisdictions that is monitored by their equivalent of their intelligence units. And in the case of Victoria, that's in the hundreds.
The Deputy Prime Minister, Barnaby Joyce, says the attack highlights the need to report suspicious behaviour.
I think everybody has got enough of an antenna. They've all got that internal understanding of the psyche of other people around them. And if they have good reason to say, well, I think this is worth a phone call, then the biggest thing you can get out of this instance today is make that phone call.
But he wants Australians to continue living their lives as normal.
As an Australian, I walked to work this morning and I'm going to continue to do that. And that's how our nation works. That's what makes us the free and wonderful place that we all love to live in.
That's the Deputy Prime Minister, Barnaby Joyce, ending Eliza Borello's report.